Agencies are testing out ways to attract and hire technology experts for mission-critical programs. The Office of Management and Budget is overseeing these pilots, steps towards fixing long-standing federal IT challenges. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with details. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Emily.
So, Jason, first of all, tell us, what are these new approaches that agencies are trying out?
Well, it's actually several different pilots that are ongoing to figure out, again, can the agencies get expertise in government, even on a part-time basis, very quickly? Steve Van Roeckel is the Federal Chief Information Officer. He details two specific initiatives under the President's Management Agenda's Smarter IT Delivery Area. This happened Friday during the President's Management Advisory Board meeting, which is a meeting of private sector, you know, CEOs and senior executives who can help the government understand how to do certain things better, bring in, if you will, industry best practices. Now, both initiatives address the technical expertise of federal employees. One is around flexible hiring, and a second is trying another employee exchange program.
Flexible hiring is really looking at, can we build more flexibility into the way we hire technologists to bring them in? Something we have today with lawyers, we have with cybersecurity experts and procurement officials. We're looking at, can we bridge that into the tech space and provide that with agencies? We're running pilots today in a few targeted agencies to sort of prove out the value of this right now. The second is targeted recruiting, and this is where we get a cadre of people in a community together, both through the Digital Service 18F, the Presidential Innovation Fellows, and other agencies that are sort of connected to these communities, and cast a wider net, telling people out there that there are jobs available in the federal government. We'd love technologists to come in and work in this way. Part of that is also looking at flexibility in providing rotational opportunities for people in the private sector to rotate into government. So we're running pilots right now where companies are offering their employees in a non-conflicted, ethical way, sabbatical programs where they can take, say, 2 months off, come take a rotation in the government to work on a targeted project.
Now, this idea of an employee exchange program is not new. It was included in the E-Government Act of 2003. Even the Defense Department tried a similar program back in around 2010-2011 timeframe. Neither of those programs actually gained too much traction because I think the conflict of interest issues were the hardest to separate. How to bring someone in, as you heard Mr. Van Roeckel say, in a non-conflicted way, that's very difficult to do. Now, the Office of Management and Budget didn't offer any details of where the pilots are taking place or how many people are they're trying to bring in under what they call this direct hire authority. One of the areas actually that is addressing seems to be happening at the Veterans Affairs Department. Sloan Gibson is the Deputy Secretary at VA.
We've actually got a couple of examples where some of these folks with these kinds of background and skills have done what, from our internal perspective, would be described as extraordinary things. Projects that had brought us to our knees, and these guys, in literally in a matter of days or a few weeks, have created end products, customer-facing, veteran-facing end products that are extraordinary. So that's gotten us very enthused about the opportunity here and very anxious to build out this digital services team, because I think it's going to really be part of the transformative stew that we're trying to prepare over at VA to be able to deliver better outcomes for our veterans.
And Jason, you mentioned that the conflict of interest or clearing people from the private sector coming into government is rather difficult, but there are things that seem to be successful happening in places like GSA's 18F or at the Presidential Innovation Fellows, for example, right?
I think you're absolutely right. Those are two, and then obviously this new digital services group, which is only about a month old, really are all related efforts bringing in these private sector experts. Now, that those are showing that, you know, these aren't exchange programs per se. These are short-term or permanent events or programs to bring people in, to bring this technical expertise in, and to improve the IT project outcomes. Now, we've talked a lot about the Digital Services Group within OMB, which just launched in August. Van Roeckel says he does hope that the Digital Services Group proves its success with a few projects this year and expands in 2015.
And we're really encouraged encouraged by the conversations we've been having with Congress about appropriations in that space to further build out this capacity. But what the digital service is really all about is creating a home, a centralized capacity within government to bring technologists, user experience people that understand how to deliver great customer service or end-to-end customer service, deliver high-scale systems, et cetera, in a central capacity can then go work with agencies in targeted ways to help them understand where are the gaps in their ability to deliver solutions. Where are they missing that right person to go do this? Where are they missing this right capability? Where are their procurements maybe going off track in a way that's not going to deliver a solution in a 21st century way?
Now, you heard that Mr. Van Ruckel talk about gaps and how to figure out where those gaps are. Now, that's where all these three programs that you mentioned come together. The digital services groups are going to figure out, okay, where do those gaps exist? And then AT&F and the Presidential Innovation Fellows and others will bring in that expertise to help fill in those gaps. Now, OMB said in its quarterly update on performance.gov that the Digital Services Group is working on three pilot programs with the Veterans Affairs Department and the Homeland Security Department's Citizen and Immigration Services. Didn't break down which agency got two and which one got one, but I imagine VA, given all their troubles over the last few months, they are the one I would guess that gets two of the pilot programs. Mikey Dickerson is the new deputy CIO for the government, one of them, and he leads the Digital Services Group. He says the three programs are not overlapping, meaning Digital Services Group, AT&F, and the Presidential Innovation Fellows. And, in fact, they have different end goals. He says his office is putting out what he calls fires around IT projects, while AT&F and the Fellows programs are working on future capabilities.
Our primary work product is not... This is another thing that gets very hard to, it's a nuance that gets very hard to get out in the press, but our primary work product is not memos and advisory statements and new processes and stuff like that. It's actual working, functioning services. And our Exhibit A is healthcare.gov, because that happens to be my background. That's how I first got involved in the government, was I came and worked on healthcare.gov as part of the team that put that back together. So we found that to be a big gap. It's a harder job to sell, as you might imagine. If you've ever worked with engineers or technical people at all, everybody wants to start with a blank slate and a green field and build the next great thing that's going to be awesome and make all the decisions along the way. That's the job everybody wants. The job that not as many people want is somebody already built this thing and it's not working at all, and it's really important, but somebody needs to fix it.
Now, Dickerson says one way the Digital Services Group is trying to fix these projects is by developing an architectural view that starts with the business model and the business processes, and to clearly define how technology is an integral part of that delivery process. And, of course, that's got to include mobility, mobile devices, and the such. So as you can see, it's not just, hey, let's bring technology in and save the day. It's, okay, what are you really trying to accomplish from a business perspective, and how can technology help?
And whether it's working.
Well, right. That's always the key. Or is it the right technology, and can it make the business processes better? That's definitely the key.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, Jason, these hiring pilots are part of the White House's most recent update of the cross-agency priority goals. That's all part of the president's management agenda. Can you update us on some other places where agencies performed well?
Sure. I think, you can find all that details on performance.gov, all the goals, all the updates, and we have a link to that on federalnewsradio.com. But let me just highlight one area where I think has made a lot of progress, and that at this President's Management Advisory Board meeting that actually people spend a lot of time around, it's the federal benchmarking process. Now, Beth Cobert is OMB's Deputy Director for Management.
We literally built a new set of benchmarks to measure the cost effectiveness of administrative support functions and use those to stimulate a dialogue within the agencies about where those agencies themselves saw opportunities for improvement. And we did this not just at the level of the overall agency, but actually at the level of the components. Many agencies, we talked a little bit about it earlier, whether it's commerce or HHS or transportation, justice, have incredibly different things with different missions inside their agency. So comparing them at the macro level is helpful, but doesn't really get you that far. And they will also be using this to develop tools that will allow folks in the agencies to do their own comparisons and set peers and benchmarks to do this.
Now, Cobert says she spent all of July basically meeting with agencies to go over these benchmarks, develop the benchmarks, and now going forward, they're going to be able to use the benchmarks. In fact, OMB states, and again, it's update on performance.gov, that the goal leaders, in this case OMB and the General Services Administration, are gathering requirements for a government-wide benchmarking database. The administration says it will let agencies access what they call phase one metrics, perform analysis, build a variety of charts to compare themselves against what they call customized groups, and then be able to say, okay, how can we improve ourselves? And when they say customized groups, this is not like agency one versus agency two. This is more like at even the smaller level, if you will, the micro level, which is what's one bureau doing, and is there another bureau doing a very similar program, a very similar mission-critical action, and can they compare those two? I think that's what they're trying to get to. OMB says the database will be ready later this month, so at the end of September. There are several other progress areas that have been updated for the goals: cybersecurity, shared services, strategic sourcing, even some other human resources-related fields, which I think we spoke about last week with when OPM Director Catherine Archuleta mentioned some new SES onboarding and some other hiring activities. Again, we have a link to all of that on federalnewsradio.com. People can find more right there and link back to all those goals. It's a great read, but it's a lot of information.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor, and he's read all of it. Jason, thank you.
My pleasure.